Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth Sherman is our guest, our good friend, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Speakrits. RuthSherman.com, right, Ruth?
Yes, RuthSherman.com. Thanks,
Ruth, Jim. RuthSherman.com. Yeah. Tell us about Speakrits.
Oh, Speakrits is a book that I wrote that takes into consideration a lot of the stories that I tell throughout my career. And it really is all about, it's divided into three sections. You've got your personal Speakrits, your business Speakrits, and your everyday Speakrits. So, you know, it's divided that way. And Speakrits was a word that just came down to me one day from on high.
It's your trademark. It's her trademark. Folks.
It is my trademark. Correct.
I love that you did that too, Ruth. So we're talking about telling stories, folks, and Ruth is the best at this. Ruth, I wrote down this term, relevant storytelling, and I think about in my career as a grizzled old salesman, I always tried to find out what was going on in the life of whoever I was calling on. If I had any opportunity, and this is a lot of times this was back in the day before we had the internet, before we could Google people, right? I'd
sure.
find out what it is. Do they like to fish? They play golf? They got grandkids? You know, what do they do? Do they work all the time? And that would inform me a little bit about what kind of metaphors they would be attracted to. And I would try to use metaphors and stories that link to them. And so I'm going to call that relevant storytelling, making sure your stories are not just the ones you pulled out because you like them or you used them yesterday, but because they're relevant. Or you adjust them to make them relevant for the person in front of you. And that's a big deal for the generations we talk to today, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the things that happens with all of us is that we don't take the time to know our audiences, which is really what this is about. You're talking about knowing your customers, understanding what motivates them, right? What inspires
right.
them? What will enable them to connect with you? Look, we may be dealing with people who are much younger, in your case and in my case, or people who are much older, in our kids' cases. So we've got to recognize that people can relate to only so much history. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's only a certain number of years that people have been around and what they can relate to both in the past and, of course, looking ahead to the future.
Well, one of the things that I have really been focusing on now for a long time is the power of relevance in this time, because there are going to be prospects that you'll call on that if you connect with them through your conversation, through your metaphors, through your stories, if you're relevant to them, you may be talking to them about these things before they even know if you're competitive or not. And when the bids come in, if you're a little bit higher, which I hope you actually are a little bit higher, I hope you're trying to go for high quality, high price, then they're going to look back and say, well, you know what? I like the way that guy talked. I like the way she connected with me. I'm going to pay a little bit more and go with that person. That happens, Ruth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's never a matter of price. And it took me years to learn that, Jim, I'll admit. But it's never a matter of price. It's always a matter of, do they like you? Do they feel that they can have a good relationship with you, that it's going to be forthright and honest, and they're going to get what they need, and they'll be able to complain when the time comes for that as well.
Right.
So it's about a level of comfort and a level of relationship, and it's always about that.
There's
and
a millennial
pay more.
There's a millennial old fundamental that goes like this: people do business with people they know and like. It's as simple
right.
as that.
And that has never changed.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, as long as people can, again, be disciplined about it. Look, this is not, easy. It doesn't just come. And some people are better at storytelling than others, but everybody can tell a story.
You can get better at it, though. You can become better. You can learn.
Certainly
you can
get
work
better.
On that.
You can work on it, and you can learn, and you can start listening. You know, one of the things that I tell my clients is look around you and see who the people are who you find, either colleagues or clients or others in your world, who are charming and make it look easy. They make it look easy. It's not easy.
Right.
They've worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
But they make it look effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can, talk to them about how they do that. But watch what they do. Watch the kinds of the kinds of stories and the kinds of devices, rhetorical devices that they
mm-hmm.
use to keep the conversation going, to keep people pricked up, to keep people on the edge of their seat, or you know certainly lean in when they're standing,
mm-hmm.
even if you're one-on-one with someone. So those are the kinds of things that I advise people to do. And then again, I always advise them to capture what they're hearing, because those things fly in and out. You know, we're so distracted. We have so much information.
Well, and you might even turn it around, and when somebody starts indicating that they might, a prospect or whatever, indicates that they might have something to say, just say, well, would you tell me that story? Tell me that story. Let them tell you a story. That,
for sure.
That connects you to people. Ruth, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. What fun we've had with you today. Good job. RuthSherman.com is the website. Speakrets is the book. Ruth, come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I will.
It's always a pleasure. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? We love having her on the show. 29 after I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.